You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Happy New Year! This is being dropped Pacific Coast time at midnight, January 1, 2021. That's right, folks. It's a new year. Turn the page. 2020. Yeah, that happened. Well, it's a new year, and not that everything is going to be magically changed with the turning of the calendar page, but maybe we can all just start anew and see what we can do better, shall we? What I'm saying is, new year, it's a new year for the Locked On MLB podcast, which I started in 2019, and here we are, the third year of it. Hey, this show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get podcasts when you're staying at home during this brand new year that's still really strange outside. Be sure to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows in the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen and Locked On Padres with Javier Reyes. Why did I specifically point out Locked On Padres with Javi? I'll tell you exactly why. Because the Padres are trying to acquire everybody. They are picking up anybody who isn't nailed down. Follow this podcast on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pod. I'm your pal Sully. Send any thoughts for the Sunday request to Sully Baseball on Twitter. I'm also at Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So happy new year to you. 2020, strange year for baseball. I guess the spirits aligned to give the Dodgers what they probably should have had two or three years prior, a World Series title and a title for people like Dave Roberts and Clayton Kershaw. Obviously, the more we can put 2020 in our rearview mirror, the better. The main thing I'm saying, I'm not into New Year's resolutions because, man, imagine the New Year's resolutions you would have made going into 2020. How many of those would have been relevant? None. None. Exactly none would be. So don't bother too much with resolutions, but Major League Baseball and the Players Association have to make a resolution. That is, you have to come up with labor peace, you have to come up with a long-term plan, and you have to do it without missing any games, okay? Now, if games are going to be missed for health reasons or safety reasons, that's one thing. But you've got to come up with a collective bargaining agreement and give this sport some stability to know that there's going to be no labor strife for at least 5 years and to be able to build upon that. There's no excuse. Figure it out. Yeah, there are issues to work out. Figure it out. This is why you're getting paid very, very big money, all of you. And this is a year, 2021. The Dodgers could be repeating, and that is an absolutely viable potential pick to win the World Series. But the San Diego Padres, as I mentioned before, seem hell-bent to say, do you know what? We've never won a World Series. Our franchise has only won one World Series game. Our fans deserve this, and we want to do it. And in fact, I'm going to bring this up with Javi Reyes. I guess I'm sort of teasing an upcoming episode. But a few weeks ago, when the Phillies brought in Dombrowski to run the club, I said that this might be an interesting move for the Phillies to sort of go counter what everyone else is doing. Everyone else is trying to shed salary, shed veterans, and it might behoove the Phillies to have someone like Dombrowski, who's really good at spending money, to say, hey, we're going to spend money. If no one else is going to do it, we're going to do it and really improve our club. Well, one team is certainly shorting it the way that I recommended the Phillies do, and that team is the Padres. The Padres are buying when everyone's selling. And you look up, and all of a sudden you add Blake Snell and Yu Darvish to a rotation that was already pretty good, albeit hampered with injuries by the time it came to the postseason. And you know that this squad, along with Machado, along with Hosmer, along with Tatis Jr., and will be together in 2021 and 2022 when Clevinger comes back from Tommy John surgery, and they'll be like making an acquisition. This Padres team wants to win. They want to be removed from the list of franchises that have never won a World Series. And the city of San Diego is a, well, that is a tortured fan base. They don't get the reputation being a tortured fan base because of the fact that they're in a beautiful city by the ocean, but they are. And that's a fan base that's been suffering. But not as suffering as some other fan bases. And this is what I'm going to talk about. For the last few years, I've done what is called the Suffering Index. I created it for the Old Sully Baseball podcast, and I'm bringing it back over here to the Locked On MLB podcast. For those of you who haven't been following me since the Old Sully Baseball days, let me explain to you what the Suffering Index is and what its purpose is. The purpose was, after the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, I started wondering what fan base is suffering the most, because it was always easy to just point to the Cubs. They hadn't won a World Series since 1908. They had been to the World Series since 1945. They had tons of heartbreak in lots of postseason series, especially 1984 and 2003. But when they finally won, and their brethren in Chicago, the White Sox won, and of course the Red Sox had won, the three franchises that everyone pointed to as the most tortured fan bases all had titles. So I started thinking, well, what fan base is the most tortured? And I started to realize there has to be an equation beyond just length of waiting for a World Series title. And so back in 2017, I created the Suffering Index. And this is what I try to take into account. The first, I'm trying to take into account how many years they've been waiting for a World Series. Also, how many years they've been waiting to actually get to a World Series, frequency of winning World Series, showing up to the postseason, how many times you actually, how recently it's been since you played in October, and also the number of one-game playoffs you've lost, game five of a best-of-five series, game sevens that you've lost, because those build up your suffering. Those are like, oh my God, we were so close, we were so close. And coming up with an equation that didn't weigh all of those equally, but came up with a number that you can point to and say, okay, this is a way to figure out who's suffering the most. And so this is how I created it back in 2016, after the Cubs won the World Series. You take the number of years since a team has won the World Series. You add to that the number of years since their last pennant divided by four. I want to weigh most of the times since you've won a World Series. I'm weighing the years of, since their last pennant a little less. The number of years since the World Series before their most recent one. So for like the Cubs, their most recent one would be 2016. The year before that would be 1908. The most recent World Series victory for the Giants was 2014. The one before that was 2012. So by doing that, it gives teams that have won multiple World Series recently a chance to lower the suffering of a fan base. Hey, you've won a few recently. Calm down. Calm down. The number of years since their last postseason appearance, and that's of any kind, including appearing in the wild card game, and that number divided by 16. And you add those numbers up. You also add the number of deciding games. As I said, the one-game playoffs, the game sevens of a best-of-seven, game five of a best-of-five, the number of those games lost, and you divide that by 10. Because those are the ones that really get you. Like, oh, we took them to the limit. If we just won that game, we could have moved, either won the title or won the pennant or moved on to the LCS. Those start to build up the frustration and the suffering. Then you also take the number of those games that you've won, and you don't multiply by anything. Those are just, if you've won five game sevens, then you subtract five from the grand total. Because the sensation, the positive sensation of winning, say, game five of the division series or game seven of the LCS should not be as positive as the suffering of the team that lost it. You understand what I'm meaning? Like game five of the 1999 division series as a Red Sox fan was great, but I'm sure for an Indians fan, it was much more heartbreaking. So, and what you do is you add all the negative numbers and you subtract that one positive number, and then you get the suffering index. And it adds a lot of weight to losing those game sevens and a lot of weight to the number of years since you've last won a World Series. Because if you lose those game sevens and game fives, those are the years that like we could have been, that could have been our year. And I've been thinking about it. Because in the past, it had easily come up with Washington and Cleveland being the two teams at the top. Then Washington won in 2019. So Cleveland is clearly the most suffering. But you also saw teams like the A's and the Pirates and the Braves have really high suffering indexes because those teams have lost a lot of deciding games, a lot of division series lost by the A's in game five, a bunch of division series lost by the Braves in game five. The Pirates lost a few wild card games, a game five of a division series, and of course, back-to-back game sevens in 91 and 92. And these are all, keep in mind, when I talk about losing those deciding games, those are all since their last title that they've won. And I'll explain what I mean by that. I don't include game six of the World Series of 1986 with the Red Sox because after you win a title, all that suffering beforehand gets wiped out. It's wiped out. These are the game sevens and game fives you've lost since your last title. Okay? You know, the Yankees lost 2004 to the Red Sox. I don't count that because they won in 2009. I did that mainly for Stacey Gatsoulias, just so she knows I'm always bringing up 2004. So this has been a pretty reliable metric. There have been some flaws, and I calculated again, there's still some parts which are, okay, that doesn't quite make sense. It's not a perfect formula. But you see the teams with the lowest number tend to be the Red Sox and the Cardinals and the Giants. The teams have won several World Series recently. And you'd see the Indians and that who have lost a bunch at the top. And it seemed pretty accurate. But it dawned on me this year that I had to add another factor. And that other factor is the wallop. The wallop. What is the wallop? The wallop is that game when your team was either three outs away or one swing away from winning the series, and you wound up losing the series. The Rangers were three outs away twice in 2011 for winning that World Series, and they wound up losing the World Series. Obviously, I brought up the Francisco Cabrera game. They were three outs away. The Pirates were three outs away from going to the World Series. Hell, they were one out away from going to the World Series, and they lost that. Then there are the times where you're one swing away. The Indians were one swing away. If they had hit a home run in the ninth inning of Game 7 of the 2016 World Series, they win the World Series. In 2014, if Salvador Perez hit a home run off of Madison Bumgarner, the Royals would have won that World Series. There have been times that the winning run is in scoring position and the team doesn't drive him in and goes on to lose that game. Those are the wallops, because you can think about that specific inning. And as a Red Sox fan, I had a bunch of those innings growing up that, oh God, they could have won the thing. And so I felt that that had to be added to the suffering index. So each wallop is 20 points added to the final total. Every time the team was one swing or three outs away from winning a series that they lost, add 20 to the suffering index. And an interesting thing happened. When I calculated it, the suffering index, when I included the wallop, the team, the franchise who was suffering the most changed. There was a change at the top. And so we're going to go through the teams and figure out who is suffering the most.
Betting on the NFL doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, let's go take a look at this. And I'm going to go from the bottom to the top. Which fan base is suffering the least? And going backwards, at number 30, it's the Red Sox. Red Sox fans are suffering the least. Now, again, in case Stacey Gutsulius is listening to me, I am including the 2018 World Series title. Even though we all know they cheated, I am including that because going into that is going to open up a whole gigantic can of worms. Even if you don't, the difference between the 2013 and 2007 World Series, there have been a bunch of titles, and Red Sox fans are suffering the least. Even when you include the trade of Mookie Betts, Sox fans, you have nothing to complain about. At number 29 is the defending World Series champion LA Dodgers. The one thing that boosts their number up is that gap between the 2020 World Series championship and the 1988 World Series championship. That little gap there is the one thing that boosts their score by less than 1 point. The Red Sox suffering score is 4.94. The Dodgers is 5.44. They're razor thin. Next up are the Giants, the only other team whose suffering index is in single digits. And then we come some of the more recent champions. The Royals are next. They are they are at number 27. And number 26 is the Washington Nationals. Again, the only thing that boosts their number a little bit is the gigantic wait for a World Series title in the city of Washington. An odd one at number 25 are the Angels. And one of the main reasons they won the World Series in 2002, and they haven't lost a lot of do-or-die games. They've won one of them. They haven't lost many, and they haven't had a wallop. The reason they haven't had a wallop, is the Donnie Moore-Dave Henderson game, but that was before winning the World Series in 2002. At number 24, oddly, are the Marlins. And the Marlins are there because they won those two World Series titles, and also they haven't been in the playoffs enough to lose a bunch of heartbreaking games. They've only lost one playoff series in their entire history, and that was the division series this last year. And then you have the Astros. Now, the one thing that boosts the Astros' score, because they have a recent World Series title and a recent trip to the World Series, they've lost a couple of do-or-die games since winning the World Series in 2017. Yes, I know there's an asterisk next to that, but I haven't figured out how to put in an asterisk there yet. But they lost the seventh game of the World Series in 2019 and the seventh game of the ALCS this last year. So those two games built up their suffering index just a little bit. It's still an acceptable level. Then at number 22 are the Phillies. The Phillies are there. Then you have the Cardinals. I was surprised. The Phillies and the Cardinals are almost tied. Then up next are the Blue Jays, and then up are the Diamondbacks. At number 18, you have the Rays. Now, here's where you get some faulty things here for me, but I'll explain why this happened. The Rays, Rockies are there. It's, you know, the defending American League champion Rays, and they have not had a wallop. They've had a couple of game five losses. Then you have the Cubs, and the Cubs have been hurt, and they were walloped in the division series the wild card game against the Colorado Rockies a few years ago, and that boosted their score a little bit. Adding 20 to the score with a wallop game, you'll see, has a big, big difference coming up. Now, here's one thing that I realize that there are faults to my formula here, and that is, the Twins have a lower suffering index than the Yankees. And I realize that shows that there is a fault in my formula. I'm not a mathematician. This was hastily put together. What lowered the Twins' score was the fact that there was a short period of time between 91 and 87 in those two World Series times, and the fact that they tend to get swept in the postseason. So they don't face a lot of wallop games, and they don't face a lot of do-or-die games. They tend to get swept out of the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Yankees have lost a bunch of Game 7s and Game 5s of the postseason of a division series and a wild card game loss as well since winning the 2009 World Series title. So they won in 2009, but they lost in Game 5 in the division series in 2011. They lost a wild card game. They lost Game 7 of the ALCS in 2017. They lost Game 5 of the division series this last year. So they had a lot of do or die games which have Yankee losses since winning the World Series in 2009. So that does inflate their score. Now, a Yankee fan is clearly not suffering the same way a Twin fan is. So I understand this may show a fault in the formula here. Next up at 13 are the White Sox. The Seattle Mariners are at number 12, and they're clearly a suffering fan base. The one thing that has really made their score not so high is the fact that they're not getting in the postseason at all. And so their number is very high for last postseason appearance, but it also is, you know, you take a look at the rest of it and it's kind of, okay, you haven't lost a lot of big games because you haven't been playing in a bunch of big games. Okay, so here are the 10 most suffering fan bases. At number 10, you have the Baltimore Orioles with a 73.19 suffering index. And number 9, you have the Cincinnati Reds at 74.44. At number 8, you have the New York Mets at 92.33. And at number 7, almost tied with the Mets, you have the San Diego Padres. I was surprised that they were at number. I thought they would be even higher up than that. Then you start having the teams whose suffering index are in triple digits, reminding you that the Red Sox, Dodgers, and Giants are in single digits, but 6 fan bases are in triple digits. At number 6, the Milwaukee Brewers at 106.81, almost tied with them, are the Texas Rangers at number 5 with 106.94. The Brewers barely miss being one of the 5 biggest suffering fan bases. Now, one element I have to tell you about is that the Brewers have never won a World Series title, but I am basically stretching back their wait for a World Series title to 1957. Because that's when the Milwaukee Braves won the World Series. And this is about fan bases. So if you're a Milwaukee baseball fan in 1957, you got to experience a World Series title. The Brewers have never given Milwaukee a World Series title. And, well, that's part of why, which the fact that you have to bring up the Milwaukee Braves gives you a reason why they are number 6 on this list. The Rangers were heavily boosted by that wallop that they got in 2011, and they are number 5. At number 4 are the Atlanta Braves. Braves fans are the 4th biggest suffering fan base in baseball. And what really clobbers them, yeah, they have a wallop when they lost the 2003 division series with a winning run at the 2002 division series with a winning run at the plate while playing the San Francisco Giants. But the Braves have lost 6, count them, 6 deciding games, whether it's Game 7 of the National League Championship Series or Game 5 of the division series or a wild card game. 6 times they've dropped that game, including this last year and the year before. So when Braves fans grind their teeth, it's not just because they had the single greatest pitching staff assembled in the latter part of the 20th century and turned that into one World Series title, but the fact that year in and year out, they bring their fans to the precipice of advancing and then fall flat on their face. So now we come to the top three. At number three are the Pirates, who have been waiting 42 years for a World Series title and have three wallops, three times. They've lost a series where the winning run was at the plate or they were three outs away from winning, and three times they dropped it. Now, when I was putting this together, I just assumed that the Cleveland Indians have the most suffering fan base in all of baseball. Cleveland Indian fans have been waiting 73 years for a World Series title. And only twice since the advent of the wild card game has Game 7 of the World Series gone to a seventh and deciding game in extra innings. And both of those instances were lost by the Indians, who also dropped do-or-die games to the Red Sox in 1999 and 2007. They dropped a wild card game in 2013. They dropped a Game 5 of a division series to the Seattle Mariners in 2001. All these times they dropped it. All these times they were so close. It's like, of course Cleveland is the most suffering fan base in all of baseball. And they came up with 195.94 suffering. Who could possibly top that? Well, this is where the wallop changed the top spot. And with this, I am going to say that the most suffering fan base in all of baseball are the fans of the Oakland A's. And here's why. Now, it's been 32 years since their last World Series title. That's longer, you know, that's longer than a lot, but, you know, that's shorter than the Indians, shorter than the Pirates, shorter than the, you know, than the Mets, shorter than the Orioles, shorter than the Tigers, shorter than many teams. And, you know, it's been, you know, they've had success in the World Series. In fact, they had a string of World Series wins in the 70s as well. But here are the two things that have torpedoed the A's. And this is not even taking into account the fact that the team across the bay has won a bunch of World Series recently and making the fans in Oakland grind their teeth. Nine times since winning the 1989 World Series, the A's have had a do-or-die game and lost it. Once they've won it. One time this last year against the White Sox, nine times they got to a Game 7 or a Game 5 of a division series or a wild card game. Nine times and lost. Any one of those years, they were on the verge of advancing and they lost every single time. But here's where it gets even worse. Four times, the A's were either three outs away from advancing or one home run away from advancing. In one case, one hit, whether it was having the winning run at the plate in Game 3 of the division series in 2001, looking to sweep the Yankees, whether having the bases loaded and a base hit could have defeated the Red Sox in 2003. I mean, in twice, it was once against the Tigers in the division series and in the wild card game against the Kansas City Royals in 2014, two times they came up with being three outs away from advancing. And so those are the games that when you add them up have killed the A's and their fans and their will to live. And that is why, to my surprise, Oakland A's fans are the ones suffering the most in all of baseball. The numbers don't lie. With 214.69 on their suffering index. And then you go across the bay, and they're the Giants don't even break double digits. There are flaws to this. I'm sure there are other factors. And math is not my strong suit. But folks, I think you can make the case that Giants, Dodgers, and Red Sox fans are suffering the least, and Indians, A's, Pirates, and Braves fans are suffering the most. And the Padres are doing everything in their power to remove themselves from the top 10. We got a whole year of baseball, and one of the franchises I just mentioned is going to win the World Series, provided we have one. And I think we're going to. So go to the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and listen to us at all the places you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at Lockdown MLB Pod, and send me whatever you need to send me for the Sunday request via Twitter at Sully Baseball. Talking about suffering, and what better way to start a new year than that? This is Lockdown MLB for the first day of January 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.